Mandanamani.
We will record.
Okay.
Okay.
There's the button.
Shyamanuragaspuradramed Bheda vibhavita kritya raho Kashmira gaurachanihi Sati vonmada kama keli taralamam patu mandasmita Mandara druma kunja mandiragata Govinda patteshwari.
The most munificent Sriman Mahaprabhu appeared in this fallen age of Kali to deliver the fallen souls such as ourselves. His most confidential associate Srila Prabhudhananda Saraswati Pad, he is stating his heartfelt prayer in his wonderful text Sri Sri Radha Rasadhanidhi. Today we are going to relish Shlok number 122. In this Saraswati Pad, he is saying, Shyama Mandala Mauli Mandana Manihi Shyama Anuraga Sphura Drubed Bheda Vibhavita Kritiraho Kashmira Gaura Chavihi Sati Vonmada Kama Keli Tarala Mam Patu Mandasmita Mandara Druma Kunja Mandiragata Govinda Patteshwari. This means that Govinda Patteshwari Mam Patu. This means that may Govinda's Patteshwari, that means his chief beloved, may she protect us. How is this Ishwari? She is Shyama Mandala Mauli. Shyama Mandala Mauli Mandana Manihi. This means that she is the crest jewel. She is the precious gem of Shyama Mandala. And she is Shyamanuragaspura. That means she is experiencing the goose flesh due to deep anurag, deep love for Shyamsundar. The splendor of her body is golden and brilliant like kumkum, saffron. And she is sati von madakama keli tarala. This means that she is extremely crazy in Shyamsundar's love. And she is restless to relish the love sports with him. She is mandasmita, means she is smiling. And now she is mandara druma kunja mandiragata. She is proceeding slowly towards the beautiful kunja to meet Shyamsundar. We are so blessed that we have taken birth in this special Kali Yug because Sriman Mahaprabhu has given us Manjari Bhav Sadhana. We are going to learn how to perform this Manjari Bhav Sadhana. Mahaprabhu's Mahadan, great gift, and our acharyas, they have practiced this sadhana in Radharani's servitude. This is the topmost sadhana in the world. It is the climax and the topmost achievable goal. So, the ones who are performing devotion in Manjari Bhava Swarup, they are the blessed amongst the blessed. Our Goswami Pad has written in his text that the ones who are trying to get rid of Maya, they are trying to get liberation from Maya, they are blessed. Of course, we can ask that Goswami Pad, why must you consider the ones who are striving to get liberated from Maya to be blessed? Yes, those who are worshipping Govinda, they are blessed. But it is true that the ones who are at least trying to get liberation from Maya, they are fortunate. We should respect them. Not only the ones who are worshipping Sri Bhagavan, anybody, whoever considers this material world to be Maya. They have recognized that this is Maya. They have recognized the problem and they are searching for a solution. They are to be respected. Because the Lord Himself has said in Bhagavad Gita that Mama Maya Duratyaya. So we have been going from one birth to another birth because we have been bound by Maya. So the ones who have at least realized that they are going through this process and they are trying to do something about it, they may be jnanis, they may be yogis, whatever, they are performing some austerity, so they are to be respected. But however, they cannot conquer Maya. That is also true, that they will not succeed in their endeavor. Because the Lord is saying, Mama Maya Duratyaya, Mame Vaye Prapadyante Maya Metam Tarantite. This means, only the ones who surrender unto me, they will only be able to overcome Maya. So only the devotees who have surrendered at the lotus feet of Govinda, they will go, they can ride over the heads of even the devatas and cross over Maya. Why so? Because there is a presiding devata for every sense organ and they don't let us conquer them. They want us to be their slaves. But when the devotee worships Govinda, does bhajan, they leave all demigod worship and they surrender unto the lotus feet of Govinda, then all these devatas, they start bowing down to the devotee. They bow their head in front of the devotee. So the devotee, he gets out of Maya. However, Maya is very, very strong. Still, very subtle ones are there. The devotee may be able to overcome lust. And because there are so many material desires, there is lust, money, fame, power, position. The devotee may be able to overcome his sense organs, but not the desire for fame, for puja, to get puja. This fame, puja, it is like quicksand. Everyone is seeing that, oh, he is such a great saint. He is doing so wonderful bhajan. The devotee himself also feels that he is doing very wonderful bhajan. But in fact that bhajan is pulling him down. That bhajan itself becomes the quicksand in which he will go more and more down. Why? Because this bhajan, it is bringing him fame, power, position. So this power and position, it will make him fall down. Clear? So our Goswami Pad is further saying that the ones who are worshipping the lotus feet of Lord Narayan, they are more blessed than the ones who are striving for liberation from Maya. And the ones who are worshipping Dwarkadhish, Shri Krishna, that means the ones who are worshipping the beloved of Rukmini, Satyabhama, that means they are considering themselves as maidservant of Rukmini and Satyabhama, and they are worshipping Dwarkadhish Shri Krishna, they are more blessed than the Narayan worshippers. But the ones who are worshipping Jashodanandan Shri Krishna, that means Shri Krishna, who is the son of Mother Yashoda, they are more blessed. Why? Because they have now stepped into the sweet empire of Brijadham. So the ones who are worshipping Shri Krishna in parental mood, in Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj's Anugatya, they are more blessed. Now Goswami Pad is saying that the ones who are Subala Suhit, that means the ones who are worshipping Brajendranandan Shri Krishna under the Anugatya of Subala Sakha, they are more blessed. Why so? That means not under Anugatya of any Sakha at all. That is not more blessed than Vatsalya Bhav. But if he is under the Anugatya of Subala Sakha. Why? Because Subala Sakha, he is a Priya Narma Sakha. Priya Narma Sakha means very confidential bosom friend of Shri Krishna. Sakhas such as Subal, they are arranging meeting between Radha Krishna. So they are assisting in the conjugal pastimes of the divine couple. They are arranging the Kunja Milan for the divine couple. This is why if we worship in their Anugatya, such devotees are more blessed. But the devotees who are worshipping under the Anugatya of the gopis, they are more blessed. But the ones who are worshipping Govinda under the Anugatya of the gopis, they will get Sakhi Bhav or Naika Bhav. That means they will worship in the mood of Sri Krishna's sweetheart. But Goswami Pad is again saying that the ones who worship Govinda under the Anugatya of Srimati Radharani's maidservants, they are the most blessed of all. That means Radharani's maidservant means the Sakhi Manjaris. So the ones who worship in subordination to Radharani's Manjaris, that means the devotees who are doing sadhana in Manjari Bhav, they are the most blessed of all. Now we find that let us relish this Maharas in the mood of Sakhi Manjari. Let us see how Radharani, she is slowly, gradually, she has now appeared in the Ras floor. So beautiful. The Ras floor is sparkling with moonlight, fragrant flowers such as Mallika, Jasmine. They have loaded the trees. The trees are being weighed down under the weight of these flowers. The moonlight is playing, sparkling on the wavelets of the Jamuna. So beautiful. Vrindavan is bathed in moonlight. Soft breeze is blowing everywhere, carrying the wonderful fragrance. Jamuna is agog with beautiful lotuses, lilies, pink lilies, white lilies. Jamuna is looking white due to moonlight. The peacocks are dancing, cuckoos are dancing, parrots are dancing everywhere. Such wonderful divine sports started taking place. Shukamuni, he is saying in Srimad Bhagavatam that Govinda is sporting divinely with the Brajasundaris in so many various manners, so many attractive manners. Here he has used a word that Uttama Ratipatim. Ratipati. Ratipati means Rati's husband. Who is Rati's husband? The love god, Kamdev. Our acharyas, they have explained this Ratipati not just as love god, but they have said that Rati means passion. So, Rati, it is the sthayi bhav or the permanent mood or dominant mood of the gopis. And Ratipati means, pati also means superior. So, superior to this Rati or the permanent mood. So, what is superior than the mood called passion or Rati? It is Mahabhav. So, which means that in the Ras Leela, the environment is full of Ratipati. That means it is full of Mahabhav. So, that means that there is absolutely no inkling of any material desire or any sense gratification. Even the subtlest desires have disappeared. There is only waves of Mahabhav all around. Mahabhav means the only desire to please Krishna and nothing else. Sri Jiva Goswami has also written another explanation that this Ratipati, that means Kamdev, he was stupefied when this Maharas was starting. What was Kamdev doing there? Kamdev, he had appeared there to see, to behold the supremely handsome, the supremely handsome Shri Krishna. We read in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chori Gopir Monorathe Manamathe Manamathe Namdhare Madana Mohan. This means that Shri Krishna, he is using the gopis' hearts as vehicles, and his sweetness has enhanced so much in the presence of the gopis Mahabhav that now he has become Manamathir Manamathe. This means that he is agitating the heart of the agitator of hearts. Kamdev, he is the agitator of hearts, and Shri Krishna is agitating the heart of Kamdev. So he is the Manmath of Manmath. Manmath means the one who agitates the heart. Kamdev is extremely powerful. He is so mighty that even the biggest Yogeshwars cannot stand in front of him. Forget all this Indra and Moon God and all. They are all small fries in front of him. Even Lord Shiva, who is such a mighty yogi, even he could not tolerate the arrows of Kamdev. When Sati left her body, then Lord Shiva, he went into Samadhi. He was only meditating on Shri Krishna. He had become such a great Tyagi. But all the demigods, they were praying that he should marry. Because Sati, she took birth again as Himalaya's daughter Parvati. It was extremely necessary that Parvati and Shiva should marry, because there was one demon called Tarakasur, and Tarakasur had got a boon that only Shiva and Parvati's son should be able to kill him. This is why all the devatas wanted that Shiva should remarry. On the other hand, Parvati, she was in love with Lord Shiva and she was performing a lot of tapasya. So Shiva sent Narad Muni to test her, and Narad Muni went and told her that, why don't you marry Ramakanta, that means Lord Narayan? He is so handsome. See, Kamala Devi, she left everyone else and she agreed to marry him. So you are no less than Kamala Devi. Even you should choose him as your husband. What is there in Lord Shiva? He is just wearing ornaments of snakes. See his matted locks. And always in samadhi. Useless husband. Forget him. So Mother Parvati said, Narad, you are so much interested in arranging marriages, it looks like. So there are plenty of girls and boys in this world. Why don't you go and arrange their marriages? They are dying to get married. You got only me to give your smart dialogues? So Narad Muni, he was now sure of her love. And moreover, Mother Parvati told him that even if I have to take birth after birth after birth, I will always choose Shivji as my husband. When Lord Shiv heard this, he was very pleased. But again he went inside Samadhi. So the devatas, they had no choice but to send Kamdev. Kamdev knew that he would die. He was certain, because he knew that today he is going to face his match. But still, this is how false ego works. Everyone has a false ego, and he is a devata. His false ego is very mighty. Never mind, I will die. But before dying, I will show the world my power. You know, for him, his reputation was more than his life. So he thought it was his self-respect, but actually it is his false ego. So he went and he struck his flower arrows into Shivji. And immediately Shivji's third eye opened. He was full of anger and raised Kamdev to ashes. However, Kamdev, he only lost his body. He was not destroyed. He became Ananga, bodiless. But he was not completely destroyed. And later on, when he got back his body after performing tapasya, he became more mighty. He rose like a phoenix from the ashes. He became more powerful than before, this new Kamdev. So he was full of self-confidence. He said, okay, never mind, I lost my body last time, but still I have emerged more powerful than before. So this time I should attack someone more superior. Let me strike Govinda. Our Sridhar Swamipad, he has written very wonderful explanation of the very first shlok of Maharas. He has written that the Maharas began by vanquishing very badly the false ego of Kamdev. This is because as soon as Kamdev, he saw the sweet form of Govinda, he couldn't even lift his bow and arrows. He fainted right there. and he was praying ultimately that, oh, you are so sweet, I wish I could become the maidservant of one of these gopis and relish loving pastimes with you. So in this manner, Sridhar Swami, he expresses it by saying not just he vanquished the pride of Kamdev, but he has very badly vanquished his. This is why Chori Gopir Monarathe Manamathe Manamathe Nam Dhare Madana Mohan. He has agitated the heart of the agitator of hearts, and he is Madana Mohan. Madan means Kamdev, Mohan means the one who hypnotizes. He has hypnotized even Kamdev. Govinda is the only person who can render all five arrows of Kamdev as useless. He stupefied him. That means he is not left with the power to even lift his bow or arrows. Shyam Sundar, he is so gorgeous, so handsome. Now the Maharas is just about to start, but again there was another obstacle. When the gopis came to know that they are now going to start with the Maharas, they became very proud. They started thinking, we are so fortunate. No woman is fortunate like us. Every gopi was thinking, I am very, very blessed. I am the most fortunate woman in the world. And Shyam Sundar has come here only because of me, not the others. While Radharani, she was not liking this at all. She was thinking that, Govinda is going to give me the same treatment as that of the other gopis. So she went immediately into Maan. So when Govinda saw that Radharani has gone into Maan and the other gopis, they are feeling proud, he was not pleased. He wanted that during Maharas there should be only one wave, so that all waves should be in harmony. Only the wave of Mahabhav. He did not want that there should be any other wave, such as pride or man. Although these waves, they are sanchari, that means they are passing moods. And these passing moods, this pride, man, they also arise out of love. They are loving towards him. So these feelings are coming out of love. But still, he didn't want them. Now Maharas, it is the climax of all sweet leelas. So in this leela, he does not want even a single disturbing wave. There should be only Mahabhav. And Radharani, her man, it is extraordinary. She feels this extraordinary man because she has a monopoly over Govinda. She has that so much right over Govinda. This is why Govinda, he disappeared along with Radharani. Now, Govinda has to accept that Radharani has monopoly over him. And he has to make her feel, yes, I am only yours. You are very special to me. He has to make her feel like this. Then she will agree to be Raseshwari. On the other hand, he has to crush the pride of the other gopis. We should remember over here that all of these gopis, they are Shyama Mandala. As Prabodhananda Saraswati Pad is saying, that they are all Shyama Naikas. What does it mean? What does this Shyama Naika mean? It means that the gopis, they are such beloved who have very special qualities. What are these qualities? her body remains warm in winter and her body is cooling in summer. From her mouth, fragrance of lotus flower comes out. When it is not the season for Ashok flowers to bloom, if she touches the Ashok tree, then Ashok flowers will bloom. If it is not the time for Bakul flowers to bloom, if she even breathes through her mouth on a Bakul tree, then it will burst into Bakul flowers. Such are the Shyama Naikas. All these gopis who had come for the Maharas were all Shyama Naikas. But Radharani, she is Shyama Mandala Mauli Mandana Manihi. She is the crest jewel of all the Shyama Naikas. And Ramananda Roy, he has described to Lord Goswander that during the spring ras, Vasanta ras, when Mahaprabhu asked him that if Govinda would have taken Radharani in front of everybody, then I would have accepted that he loves her the most. But what did he do? Like a thief, he stole her from there. That means he was secretly taking her. He was not man enough to accept her in front of the other gopis. I don't think that he loved her so much. So Ramananda Roy, he answered that no, it was necessary to take her secretly. He did love her the most. So he wanted that all gopis should realize that she is the crest jewel, that she is Shyama Mandala Mauli Mandana Manihi. She is the crest jewel of all Shyama Naikas. He wanted them to know it very nicely. In fact, the Ras Leela is his maximum manifestation of his opulence. But if he would have taken, Ramananda Roy explains, that if he would have taken Radharani in front of the gopis by making it known that I am taking her, then yes, Radharani, she would have felt nice, her man would have disappeared, but the gopis' pride would not have been crushed. Instead of now feeling proud, they would have felt jealous, and if they felt jealous, then Maharas would be finished there itself. So it was necessary to kill two birds with one stone. So he did it secretly. So during the Vasanta Ras, then he was kissing her, fondling her, and he was behaving very lovingly towards her in front of all gopis. But during this Ras, when Radharani saw that he was going to give her the same treatment, then her already crooked love became more crooked and she walked away in a huff. Immediately Govinda, he forsook 300 crores of gopis and he went in search of Radha, Radha, Radha. And he was searching for her all over Vrindavan. He was so much struck by the arrow of love. He was craving for her company. And our Chaitanya Charitamrita is saying that he was so much full of misery, he became extremely depressed. and he was pierced with the kambaan, that is the arrows of love god. Now here it does not mean, the question will come, that earlier love god he had fainted upon seeing him. So now how can we say that he was pierced by the arrows of love god? Here this love god, it is not Kamdev, but here it is Radharani's Madanakya Mahabhav. So he is struck or he is pierced by Radharani's Madanakya Mahabhav. This is not the ordinary Kamdev who is piercing him with his arrows, because he has got no power over Govinda. Why? 300 crores of gopis were there, but Shatakoti gopis bhave nahi kam nirbapon. This means Kabiraj Goswami is saying that even 300 crores of gopis, although they have Mahabhav inside them, they cannot assuage the passion of Govinda. They cannot satisfy Govinda's passion. Why? Why? Although they have Mahabhav inside them, it is because they have Mahabhav inside them, they are not made of Mahabhav. Only Radharani's body, inside, outside, it is Mahabhav. Mahabhav Sharupini Radha Thakurani. So our Srimati Radha Thakurani, she is Mahabhav personified, while the other gopis, they only have Mahabhav inside them. Their bodies are not made of Mahabhav. In fact, Srimati Radharani, she has this extraordinary property that she has this wonderful love inside her, even Govinda does not have. This is why she is Shyama Mandala Mauli Mandala Manihi, the crest jewel of all Shyama Naikas. So the gopis, they are searching for Govinda. This shloka contains everything. How the gopis are searching for Govinda, how they are crying for him, how ultimately Radharani is appearing, how the Maharas takes place, and how Govinda performs various love sports, ultimately water sports. They are enjoying drinking honey, and this shloka describes right up to the confidential pastimes of Govinda with Radharani inside the secluded kunja. Sriman Mahaprabhu, having mercy on us, we shall relish each of these in the following harikatha. I'm going to take a notebook and read it.